Gray. Secretary of State Gray. We are pleased to have with us our neighboring senator, State Senator of Florida, Senator Wofford Lenler. Senator Lenler. We are also pleased to have a fine public servant of Hamilton County who has worked unceasingly and untiringly to bring about the erection of this great and impressive memorial here, a man who has worked constructively and arduously and ardently for this county and this part of Florida, in fact, all of Florida, Representative Joe McAlpin. We also have here today the daughter of a beloved man who, next to Stephen Foster, perhaps did more to make the Suwannee River famous than any other person in Florida or anywhere else. He was a man who embodied all of the fine, wholesome virtues of an American citizen. His name came to be almost synonymous with the Suwannee River. In fact, it became the theme song that carried him, or helped carry him, to the governorship of this state. That beloved man who gained much of the inspiration that carried him through many years of useful service to Florida, he gained it right in these surroundings. He is no longer with us. He's gone on to join Stephen C. Foster and others. But his daughter is here with us today, and I should like to present to you the former Miss Jessie Cohn. Miss Jessie Cohn. The daughter of the late beloved Fred P. Cohn, former governor of this state. Now, there are a number of other persons here who will be introduced as we move along, but let us return to the program now. The Florida Federation of Music Clubs have sponsored this fine occasion. The president of the Florida Federation of Music Clubs is here today, and it's my pleasure to present to you, who will give us a word of greeting, the president of the Florida Federation of Music Clubs, who resides in Miami, Ms. Garland McNutt. She couldn't be here today, but she's ably represented by her chief of staff, a very lovely lady from Orlando, a lady who has been one of the moving spirits and effective forces in the Florida Federation of Music Clubs. She's also a vice president of the National Federation of Music Clubs. I have the pleasure of presenting to you Miss Julian Laffinhouse of Orlando.
Governor Warren, distinguished guests and friends, it is an honor and a great privilege for me to be here today to give you greetings from the Florida Federation of Music Clubs. We are so sorry that Mrs. McNutt cannot be with us. She sends her very best wishes and her deepest regrets. Her charming personality lends a great deal to any occasion. As Governor Warren has said, in 1936, Mrs. Leon Whitehurst proposed to our federation that a fitting memorial be erected in honor of Stephen Collins Foster. The Florida Federation of Music Clubs enthusiastically accepted that proposal, and we have supported it and assisted in every way possible in the intervening years. Our greatest desire is to see the amphitheater, as planned, completed in the very near future. That will be one of our dreams truly come true. Thank you.
It seems that music not only appeals to talented and gifted people, but to beautiful people too. I believe I've seen more beautiful ladies here today than I've seen since the last time I saw Ziegfeld's Follies in New York. Many. Now, friends, there are several other people to be introduced, and I would like to go more into detail in presenting them. But if I take up much of that time, it will take up some of the time that we can devote to hearing more of James Melton. And we must leave here in order to be in Gainesville in time to take part in the 3 o'clock nationwide broadcast over some 500 odd stations. So we must hurry along. And if any of the persons I present almost in telegraphic form, I hope that they will understand that just the limitation of time requires it. So I better put a little limitation on myself, Regna, and just present the next lady. A member of the board of the National Federation of Music Clubs, Mrs. Clifton J. Muir of Coral Gables, Florida, will now give us a word of greeting. Ms. Muir.
Distinguished guests and friends, it's a great joy to be with you again in White Springs, and I bring you my warmest greetings. To Stephen Foster, who gave so much happiness to all the people of the world through his songs, and whose memory we are honoring today, we pay a very special tribute. To our most honorable governor and the Stephen Foster Commission, for making this magnificent memorial possible, we give our most gracious thanks and appreciation. A special recognition to the president of the Stephen Foster Memorial Corporation, Mrs. Leon Whitehurst, who 16 years ago had the great vision of such a memorial to Stephen Foster on the banks of the Suwannee River, and whose untiring efforts have brought about these memorial ceremonies. We wish to rededicate ourselves to you today and assure you from this office at all times every effort will be made for the furtherance of the memorial and that for which it stands.
Thank you very much, Ms. Muir. It's now my privilege and pleasure to present to you another member of the board of the National Federation of Music Clubs, Ms. R.W. Roberts of St. Petersburg.
Thank you, Governor Warren, Mrs. Miller, our national president. I'm happy to be here today. This is a red letter day for all of us. We are glad that we live in Florida and that we have the river known around the world. We are the only state in the Union that has the Suwannee River, and I'm sure we should be proud of that. As we are told, Stephen Foster died with only 38 cents in his pocket. If I were alive at that time, I'm sure he would have had more money in his pocket than that. And it is my hope and idea that we follow Mrs. Whitehurst's suggestion by increasing our 38 cents that we found in his pocket to $380,000 so that we may erect a lovely amphitheater in his honor. I am surely happy to be here today and to be honored by speaking to you. Thank you very much.
When I see the enthusiasm and the drive that these leaders of the Federation of Music Clubs exhibit and have, I can well understand why they have pushed this movement forward to a happy and successful culmination. Now, friends, I believe that we still have time enough for another song, and then after that we'll have time enough to finish the program and adjourn in time to get to Gainesville. for the broadcast there. So if Mr. James Melton and Dr. Frank Black will give us some more of their music, we'll appreciate it very much.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I just a couple of minutes ago got a look at the program and saw that I was really off base here all afternoon, singing in the wrong places and the wrong songs. And I'm awfully sorry that I got out of step, Governor. But we do really have to run along over to Gainesville pretty quickly because we are on that broadcast over there at 3 o'clock, and I have to rehearse with the Florida Glee Club and the band. We're going to do Oh Susanna, so I tell you, without benefit of a chorus or anything of that sort, give me a part, will you, Doctor? We will rehearse on you. How's that? We'll rehearse on you. We're going to try Oh Susanna. With how much success, I don't know, but... because we do have to have a Frank, would you like to sing the chorus parts? Would you like to sing the chorus parts, Governor? Well, all right. Well, we'll just have to leave out the chorus parts. But I may indicate a couple of them to you. We'll just have a little rehearsal with you on Oh Susanna. Then it won't be nearly so difficult when I get over to Gainesville. Isn't that nice? Well, shall we try, Doctor? So pretty what you're playing, Doctor. Keep going. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for the sea. Rained all night today I come, the weather it was dry. The sun's so hot I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Susanna, 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 says the chorus. I jumped aboard the telegraph and traveled down the river. The electric fluid magnified and killed 500. Couldn't read it. The bulldog bust, the horse ran off, really thought I'd die. I shut my eyes to hold my breath. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Susanna, Susanna, that's what the chorus said. I had a dream the other night, but everything was still. I thought I saw Susanna coming down the hill. The buckwheat cake was in her mouth, a tear was in her eye. Says I, I'm coming from the south. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Oh, when I get to New Orleans, I look all around and round. And when I find Susanna, I'll fall right on the ground. But if I do not find her, this darky'll surely die. And when I'm dead and buried, mind if I stop while the boys take the picture? Go ahead, Mr. Rembrandt. Thank you. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Susanna, 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 Susanna.
Play it right.
Thank you.
I think we want to get started, don't you?
We want to get
started.
Oh, my.
We'll take it.
Sure. We'll try the other one. Give me the other one. What's the other passion?
Huh? You haven't got the music. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the Stephen Foster music we have with us. Would it be too much of a sacrilege if we sang another composer? Well, there are many other wonderful composers around, of course, and one of the... what about it, Governor? You want me to repeat something, or shall I branch off?
Could you repeat Swanee River?
Hey, I'm sorry. We do have another song. Excuse me. Well, we have another song. Pardon me. All right, we have another one. Beautiful, beautiful dreamer we have. let me see, Frank. Let me take a look. Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right, about E flat.
Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me, starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in the day, dulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, lest while I woo thee with soft melody, gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, out on the sea, mermaids are chanting the wild lorelei. Over the streamlet vapors are born, waiting to fade at the bright coming morn. Beautiful dreamer, beam on my heart, e'en as the morn on the streamlet and sea. Then will all clouds of sorrow depart. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me.
Now that is all we got.
Friends, this occasion is made notable by the presence of another nationally prominent figure in the music world. She is the president of the National Federation of Music Clubs. She has honored Florida by traveling from her New Jersey home to be here with us today on this inspiring occasion. All of us in Florida are grateful for the presence here of this fine lady. We feel very warmly towards her great state of New Jersey. It's a fine state in its own right, and each winter it sends us a lot of good tourists down here. So we are grateful to him for that reason. It's my happy privilege to present to you at this time the president of the National Federation of Music Clubs, Ms. Ada Holding Miller. Ms. Miller.
Thank you, Governor Warren. Members of the Florida Federation and friends who look to this Yankee like a beautiful bouquet of flowers out there in your gay colors. I have to tell you that I am one of the New England Southern Democrats. And that the whole of New England is in Florida. And that my home is Rhode Island, the home of the Rhode Island Reds, and I don't mean communists. And if I was young enough, I would say chicken. I see that I'm down on the program to give an address, but don't be discouraged. I'm not going to do anything of the kind. I'm just going to talk to you informally today about a few things which, as the national president, I feel privileged to say. In the first place, dear friends and gentle hearts of Florida, when the North, the South, the East, and the West meet today on the banks of the Suwannee River to pay tribute to America's greatest American troubadour, Stephen Collins Foster, this day becomes something more than a memorial day. It becomes at once an historic event which will go down in history. The National Federation of Music Clubs is composed of 6,000 clubs, and I may say with their dues all paid, and 600,000 members who will be listening today over the air to this program later on, and who wish through me to convey their deep thanks and gratitude to the Florida Federation for the vision which they had these 16 or 15 years ago in founding this memorial to our loved troubadour. As musicians, we know, we all know, or at least let us say we should know, something of the background of Stephen Foster. And so I'm not going into that because you can read it in any paper, and of course you know it anyway. Every school child knows that he was born on the 4th of July, 1826. Every man over his shaving mirror in the morning has tried to sing Old Black Joe or the Suwannee River, hoping that he would become a potential Jimmy Melton in so doing. We are all so familiar with the loved songs of this greatest American troubadour. I wonder how many of you know, though, that Stephen, at the age of 8, played the flageolet very well. Now, that's a rather a tricky instrument, in case you haven't tried it. And at the age of 14, I believe, he published his first song, Open Thy Lattice, Love, Listen to Me. All through his life, Stephen Foster was unwittingly and unknowingly founding the background of the folk song of America. Reams have been written about him. And I noticed that in the old booklet of Foster Hall, written by a gentleman in Pittsburgh, a long time ago, he begins to say something like this, that the Stephen Foster songs were American in theme, and that he did not try to imitate anyone, as was the custom of his time. That is, to go to Germany or to England. That there were many other composers at his same period living on the eastern seaboard, and that they all looked abroad for inspiration, but not so with Foster. He sang of the deep emotions which we all feel. He sang of the plantation's life and his songs which were sung on the battlefield. You know, friends, it is a curious thing that our boys at this moment in Korea, when they are singing, are not singing of atomic bombs or how heavy their guns are, but they're singing of home. And in these days, if we were to examine the psychology in back of Stephen Foster's songs, we would say today, surely, that he was a psychologist, that he studied people and said to himself, what is the strongest possible human quality? And based on his own experience, he found it was that of the longing for home. How sad that in the days of Stephen Foster there was no society of authors, composers, and publishers which would have filled his pockets not only with 38 cents but millions of dollars. How sad that today his music is in the public domain so that it cannot be controlled. How sad it is to hear the desecration of these beautiful melodies over the air. Shall we not try to stop some of it? The people who sing Beautiful Dreamer without counting three or four and begin on the offbeat and take a breath in the middle of a word, you all hear it. It is gilding the musical lily. I wish we could stop that, and perhaps that is the job of my organization to try to do so. At any rate, Stephen was dreaming of home. He dreamed of Jeannie, Beautiful Dreamer. His longing for home was expressed in every song, and perhaps it was this quality which has endeared him for all time to us as Americans. Foster is the only musician who has ever made the Hall of Fame. Think of it. The only musician. Foster had what we call a God-given gift. Today, in this honorable place, and knowing what you have in mind, and Mrs. Whitehurst with her dynamic personality, with a large amphitheater here, and I see the marble on the way coming in, I want to present to you something which may be done. I want to see an amphitheater erected here on the banks of the Suwannee in memory of the greatest troubadour the world has ever produced. I want to see an American folk festival in this spot. I want you to invite your neighboring states, for let me tell you, Southerners, the whole world is folk song mad. The South is the backbone of the folk music of America. You have it all in the palm of your hands. Do not let it escape you. Call in your friends from Virginia, from the Kentucky mountains, from the Carolinas, from Louisiana, with the Spanish type of music, the French, the songs of the Cajuns, the songs of the Bayou. Build it up with a background of your Stephen Foster. I would predict to you, my friends, that this town and Jacksonville would not hold the thousands of people who would attend such a folk festival. And I urge you, with every ounce of strength I have, to see that this comes to fruition. And I pledge to you the support of the National Federation of Music Clubs in so doing. Stephen Foster, through his homespun melodies, his pure songs, has woven them into the very heartstrings of Americans.
Friends, thank you again, and it has been your role to make memorable the first national observance of Stephen Foster Memorial Day. Let us hope that each year in the future, on January 13th, millions of Americans will commemorate and honor and revere his memory with suitable ceremonies. Thank you very much. Friends, just one moment, will you please be seated? Just a second. I'm sorry that in our hurry...